Well, friends, it is Veterans Day, so we all through the show today, we're taking some shout-outs. If you would like to give us a call and give a shout-out to your favorite veteran, please do so, 312-981-7200. Hi, Karen from Naperville. Do you have a shout-out to a veteran?
Good morning. Yes, I do. My son, Craig, is in the Illinois National Guard, and I just want to acknowledge his service. And I'm so proud of him, and his discipline is all the values that being in the service in the Army National Guard brings to us, to him and to us and to all the people that he touches. And I appreciate the time to give him a shout out.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for the call, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Okay. Have a
great
day.
You're welcome. Bye.
And now we go to John, also in Naperville. Hi, John. Do you have a military shout out?
I do, of sorts. First of all, to all the veterans, happy Veterans Day, and thanks to former and current military for all that they've done. This is a story about my dad. Chances are pretty good he's not listening, but I'll tell it anyway. It's a cool story. He was he joined the military in the Army to fight in the Korean War, and as part of his assessment, they determined, they said, hey, you know how to type. You know how to type very well. And so they said, we may have a special thing for you to do. Long story short, his buddies gave him a hard time that said, hey, when it comes to wartime, we're going to pick up our guns and you're going to pick up your typewriter. But they put him in an office position, and many of his colleagues went off to the Korean War, and many of them didn't return. Mm-hmm. And my dad, when he shared that story with me for the first time, he said, you never know what God has planned for you, but I'll tell you this much. You wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't know how to type.
Wow.
Indeed. So glad your dad took that typing class in high school and excelled at it so much.
Indeed.
Right.
Indeed.
And, well, wonderful. Thank you so much for the call, John.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to take a little break, get you to news, all that good stuff. Back in just a bit, Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for John Williams this morning. Back in just a bit on 720 WGN. Today is Veterans Day, so we are taking shout outs to veterans in your life, or if there's a veteran you would like to remember, give us a call, 312-981-7200. Hi, Nina, you're on WGN.
Hi.
Do you have a shout out for a veteran?
Yes, I do, for my Auntie Helen. She was a WAC, and she took care of soldiers in the hospital in New York when they came back from Europe.
Oh, wonderful. And how long was her service?
She served throughout most of the Second World War.
Wow, wonderful. What a great story. Thank you so much, Nina. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Can I shout out a memory for another one who has nobody
course.
To honor him?
Yes, please do.
That's a cousin, Willie Gladstone. I was a kid, and I used to write to him during the Second World War. And he has no heirs, and he's no longer with us.
Oh, well, thank you so much for remembering him today on the air with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, Nina.
You too. Bye.
All right, we go now to Paula. Hi, Paula. You're on WGN.
Hi. I'm honored to be there. I want to say a shout-out to, Lake County Marines Detachment 801. Right now, they are at Color Guard and also at Toys for Tots today. They're awesome dudes, and they're from new recruits up till in their 90s, and they're awesome.
Oh, my gosh, how
cool. That's fantastic.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for the call, Paula.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
So my sister is now listening.
Oh, good.
So, she's like, she's cool. I like my sister. So shout out to you now that you're listening again.
She got two shout outs.
You get two shout outs. All right.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, let's see here in a second. We looks like we got some more callers coming in. So we're going to we got to say hi. The producer's got to say hi to you first.
Yeah, it's a whole process.
Mostly we're making sure you're not drunk or high.
Which, you know, I do a lot of overnight shifts here. And
yeah. Sometimes that is a very difficult job to screen out callers there. Or at least we can't. It's OK if you've been imbibing or something.
That's fine.
We just hopefully can't tell. That's the trick.
You got to hide it.
If you're slurry, probably
or if you start saying, you know, inappropriate things.
If we go like, yeah, tinfoil hat business or swearing or something, we got to say bye.
I like a tinfoil hat.
We've had a couple good tinfoil hats. But nonetheless, we're doing some shout outs to some veterans today. 312-981-7200. We go to Pat in Orland Park. Hi, Pat. Do you have a shout out for a veteran today?
Yes, I do. I have a shout out to my brother John in Aurora, previously from Villa Park for many years. He was in the Vietnam War, and he's a wonderful guy. Just have a good day, John.
Wonderful. Aww. Thank you so much for the call, Pat. Thanks for sharing it with us. Okay. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we go to Mary in Bloomington. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you? Do you have a shout out for a veteran today?
I sure do. It's my dad, and he was a World War II vet, and he happens to be 93 years old today.
Oh, it's his happy birthday.
Oh,
yeah,
how
it's
nice.
Really great, and we're going to Applebee's because they honor
yes.
the vet.
I was going to say that, yes.
Yep, we're going there. So it's his 93rd birthday, and he just recently, I pursued getting his World War II medals.
Oh,
so
how
they
nice.
So he never pursued getting them, and I'm like, hey, let's get these things. So I'm going to have him wear them to lunch today.
Oh, I'm going to, so
You got
touching.
Us tearing up, tearing Mary.
Tearing up, Mary.
Oh, my gosh, that's so wonderful. I'm so glad to hear this story. What a beautiful afternoon you have planned for your dad.
Yep, I'm really excited.
I bet. Wonderful. Thank you so much for the call, Mary.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, have a great day. Oh, my gosh, that's so nice.
I'm tearing up.
I know.
He's 93, and he's going to wear his medals.
His little medals. Oh, my gosh. If anyone sees that man, go get it. Go
do something.
Send him something.
And give him a hug. Well, that's weird. You shouldn't go hugging
don't
people
hug
unless you ask.
People you don't know.
Right. You got to ask.
You got to ask. Hi, I heard about you on television radio. May I hug you?
Jen says, can I ask you to hug?
Amy and Jen say... bodily space permission is important.
Yeah, it is.
So there's that.
Yes.
It's true. It's true. We
wow.
have got so many callers coming in. Bear with us a second. We got to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to do more shout outs for veterans that you know. Give us a call 312-981-7200. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for John Williams back in just a bit here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for John Williams today. We're talking, we're hanging out, but we're also remembering that it is Veterans Day, and that is a very, very important day. So we are inviting all our listeners to give us a call, 312-981-7200, if there is a veteran that you would like to recognize on the air today. We're going to get to as many callers
yes.
as we can. I figured if we put that call out there, maybe three or four people
I know,
would call.
We've got a whole...
Holy moly.
Yeah, that means that veterans have touched all our
yeah,
lives.
So many people. We go now to Dolores in Lincoln Square. Hi, Dolores.
I'm fine. Hi, how are you? I have to commend you ladies on finally saying it. Veterans Day, putting that right little two ERs in there.
Right, I
hate it when they say veteran,
yes,
veteran.
Yeah.
Anyway, that has nothing to do with this. I have my father and my husband both served in the same war. They didn't know each other or anything. My father was in the Navy, and he had reached the top of the drafting age. At 36, he had to be drafted in. My husband volunteered and went into the Marine Corps at 18. So they were 20 years apart, oh. fought in the same war. And fate brought them both together through me.
Yeah.
I met my husband, went out with him, and he and my father ended up really good friends. They bowled together. They played golf together. And my father was a very loving grandfather for my three daughters. And my husband was a wonderful support for me.
How wonderful. I'm sure that was a really special bond for the two of them.
It was. It was.
That experience.
My husband never bonded well with his own father. And my father never had a son.
Right.
So it worked out just fine.
Yeah.
And they're both gone now. But amazingly enough, they're both buried out at Rose Hill.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, what a beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Well, thank you for giving me the chance.
Certainly.
And have a good Veterans Day.
Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. What a lovely story.
Such a beautiful
story.
Oh,
I'm sure those two bonded, and especially like that they could feel that need for each other.
I didn't know it was going to be crying, weepy
I know,
Saturday.
At the end.
But it's okay.
You know,
it's okay.
So many touching things. Hi, Peter. You're on WGN. Do you have a shout out for a veteran to share with us today?
Well, let me start with the least first. I am an Army vet. Then my brother, and I served after the Vietnam era. My brother served during the Vietnam era, though he never made it to Vietnam. But the one I really want to put a shout out to is my father, Charles, otherwise known as Bo Lawrence. The man was a volunteer, left Drake College to go into the Army, became an Army Ranger, was on 6 beachheads in the Pacific. His job as a ranger was to snorkel in ahead of the landing craft and blow holes through the coral reefs. He was leading the charge, in a way, to on every one of those 6 beachheads.
Yeah. Interesting.
Everywhere from the Aleutian Islands all the way down into the tropics. And towards the end of the war, when the Army was running low on second lieutenants, there seemed to be a big attrition rate. They pulled a bunch of GIs that already had some college out of service in the field and sent them to Amherst to prep for a quick run through West Point. Peace broke out while my dad was at Amherst, but the good thing is he met this graduate from Smith College who became my mom.
What a lovely story.
Now, my dad, and while I was on hold and such, I thought about it. He actually served in a second army for the last 33 years of his life. He was a Rotarian.
Oh, yeah. My grandfather was as well.
He had 33 years of perfect attendance, including a final meeting put together in his hospital room before he passed. It was his round 2 with cancer after 25 mm-hmm. years of health between the 2 rounds. But that gave him 33 years of perfect attendance, including 2 Rotary-funded trips to South America to promote projects. He created a project for Rotary.
Wow.
A thing called Seeds of Hope, where at the end of the growing season, he would go around and collect unused and unsold seed packets, which couldn't be sold again the next year due to germination decline, and ship them to South America, where their growing season would just be starting.
How interesting. Sounds like such a fascinating person. I'm so glad you shared some stories about him today. He sounds like he was a really interesting person. And thank you for your service, too.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I pale in comparison to this fellow I consider one of the greatest men in my life.
Oh, what a beautiful tribute to your father. Thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
Thank you for letting me.
All right. Have a great weekend. Oh, my gosh. What a lovely story. What an interesting guy his dad sounded like, for sure. Hi, John. You're on WGN. Do you have a shout-out for a veteran?
Yes. My dad, William F. Weber, was in World War II. He served in the 1st Armored Division in North Africa and Italy at Anzio. He was the greatest influence in my life. He made me what I am. He was a gentleman. He was also in the Wisconsin National Guard. He had a total of 32 years in service when he suddenly passed away at the age of 58. But I must say, I hope that there are some guys in Chicago. He did have a couple friends down there that came up to visit us that were in the 1st Armored Division. And I hope they're still doing good. My dad would be 102 years old now if he were still around, but to all those veterans out there, men and women, people of different faiths and color, my heart goes out to them. They're true, honorable citizens. Thank you.
What a beautiful message. Thank you so much for sharing it with us today, John. How nice. What a beautiful message.
Yeah.
And he's exactly right.
He is.
Sharing the love with everybody. We go to Nancy. Hi, Nancy. You're on WGN. Do you have a shout out for a veteran today?
I do. I have a shout out from my dad, Ray Brown. He's 95 years old. He's still living by himself, plays golf twice a week. And he was in the Army Air Corps, and he was shot down over Hungary and then became a POW for, I don't know, 10 months.
Wow.
And he when they took him by rail car up to northern Germany and put him in a POW camp. And then they, when the war was coming towards an end, then they took all their POWs and they marched him from northern Germany to southern Germany, where a lot of those fellows were dying from malnutrition and dysentery. And my father is not a real big man, but by the time he got out of the Army, he weighed, I don't know, maybe 115 pounds, something like that, 120 pounds. But now he's, we just celebrated my parents' 70th wedding anniversary. And unfortunately, my mom just passed away in June. But, yeah, he's living independently, drives all over the place. Is anybody who meets him says he's phenomenal. He's got all of his memories. He is so educated in the war. He's just amazing to talk to.
Sounds like
anybody who meets them, yeah, anybody who meets them. But the stories he does have to tell, he didn't talk about it when my sister and I were growing up. But once we both got married, he has talked to both of our husbands.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was something they kept it to themselves or if he just didn't talk about it at all.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad he did start talking about those unbelievable experiences. And thank you for sharing that shout out.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many touching stories.
It's beautiful. I had no idea that it was going to open up this, and I'm glad it did. I
know. I don't think I don't know what I was expecting when I put this call out, but these stories are so unbelievable. We're almost running out of time, but I want to get to one more before we do. Oh, my gosh. Norma, hi. You're on WGN.
Hello?
Hi, Norma. You're on the air. Do you have a shout-out for a veteran?
Yes, I do. My father, he passed away in 1993, but he served, his name is Vernon Fuchs. He served in the European theater under General Patton, no blood and guts.
Wow.
And he volunteered to go in the Army, and he was a master sergeant. And I have two wonderful nephews that serve currently. One is a major, and he's serving Curtis Van Allen. He serves in Germany right now. And the other one is in Alaska in the Air Force, Christopher Van Allen. And my dad was a wonderful influence on all of our family. And he taught us to respect nature and conservation. And I miss him a lot. He is a wonderful man. And he was one of the foot soldiers in Patton's Army in the 3rd Regiment in the European Theater in World War II. And during the Nazi era and under Hitler. And he was very proud to be in General Patton's Army. And so that's my shout out is for Vernon Fuchs and for all of our family that have been influenced greatly to respect nature and human life and conservation. My dad also took pictures for the Ashtabula Star Beacon in Ohio and had a column called the Nature Nook.
Oh, how wonderful.
He taught us respect for animals such as the eagle. He watched the eagles when I was a young kid. The eagles were in danger, and now they're flourishing.
How wonderful.
And,
oh, my gosh. What a beautiful story.
So that's my shout out.
Thank you, Norma.
Thank you,
Norma. Thank you so much.
And you know what?
I thank all the veterans that in the past have passed away, as well as those who are serving today. They're wonderful people. And if anybody can help in a soup kitchen or whatever that helps veterans this Thanksgiving, I support you.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you so much for the call, Norma. And you know what? A quick note, as the clock is ticking down, a quick note. My grandfather also served under General Patton, and I kind of like the idea that maybe your dad and my grandfather knew each other.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take a break, get you to news, all that good stuff. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for John Williams and back in just a bit on 720 WGN. Well, we have got to take a break and get to news in a second here, but I want to do another shout out real quick. Andy, do you have a shout out for a veteran?
I just want to say happy Veterans Day to everybody in America, and also by my father. My father's still alive, and happy Veterans Day. And you know, and God bless him.
Yeah, how old is your father?
He's 80.
Oh, wonderful. So glad he's still with you. Love
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Andy. All right.
All right.
We are going to take a break, and we're going to get you the news, all that good stuff, back in just a bit. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for John Williams here on 720 WGN. Hey there. It's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth, and we're in for John Williams today.
We are indeed.
And we've been, we pretty much, this is your show today because it's Veterans Day. So we've just said, you know what, if you have a veteran and you want to, in your life, and you want to give a shout out to him or her, or if there's a veteran you would like to remember, please give us a call, 312-981-7200. Hi, Kevin, you're on WGN.
Hello.
Hello. Do you have a shout out for a veteran?
I do. My father, he served in World War II. He ended up being on the U.S. Crown Block, which was a aviation gas fuel ship, and traveled with all the fleets going to, you know, wherever. He never really talked much about it, except for a couple things, was that they were in the Sea of Japan when they actually dropped the atomic bomb. And on the way there, they actually ran into a typhoon. He said so. They had no knowledge of the atomic bomb going or whatever, but finding out later that they were there.
Wow.
So it was probably the only couple things they really talked about. And on the way there, they ran into a humongous typhoon.
Yeah, wow.
So it was probably the only couple things he talked about. And being on a fueling ship, you were like the main that they, everyone wanted to take out the ship because you were fueling all the other ships.
Right.
So it was one of the top ships that they tried to torpedo or shoot out, whatever. So.
And then you have a typhoon to contend with.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Exactly. And he talked about it so much with the typhoon. Was just that, I don't know, for some reason he really talked about it. Because they lost like three or four destroyers in the typhoon and everything.
Wow.
And somehow his ship stayed afloat.
Wow.
USS Brown Black. Somehow it managed to get through. But along with a few other aircraft carriers, but a lot of them went down just from the typhoon alone. So
I'm sure. Wow. Well, thank you so much for calling and giving a shout out.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have
so
a wonderful
much.
Day.
Have
you
a great
too.
Day. All right, Pam, you're on WGN. Do you have a shout out for a veteran today?
I do. I have a shout out for two living veterans, my 95-year-old Uncle John, a Navy veteran, and my son Dan, a 40-year-old Navy veteran, and of course my dad, who's deceased, a Marine veteran, highly decorated Purple Heart guy.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the call, Pam. Have a great day.
You're most welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, how about Sandy? You're on WGN. Do you have a shout-out for a veteran?
I certainly do. It's my husband, and he served in the Vietnam War. And he is 71, and he is my hero.
Oh, how sweet. Thank you so much for the call,
beautiful.
Sandy. That's so nice.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
That
Aww,
is lovely.
That's sweet.
I mean, I am...
I hope he was listening.
Yeah, I do,
He's
too.
Outside, like, listening to music or something, or, like, out in the, you know, on the garage tinkering or something. Like, come on, man, I just gave you a shout-out on the radio. It was super romantic.
It was very romantic for us, anyway.
Right. We swooned
well,
on his
swooned.
Behalf,
yeah.
Indeed. Let's go to Claudia. Hi, Claudia, you're on WGN.
Thank you. I have a shout-out to a veteran who is now deceased. It was my father-in-law. And... people forget that the Merchant Marine during World War II was serving the Navy and the Air Force and the Army and the Marines. And my father-in-law served in the Pacific Theater, sometimes going onto the islands with just a sidearm to make sure that the Marines had the ordnance that they needed.
Wow.
And Merchant Marine was not recognized, the Merchant Marine in World War II was not recognized for this until the early part of this century.
That's true. You're exactly right.
And if you look it up, more Merchant Marine members died in the war than all the other military organizations combined.
Wow.
Because they were on the ships that got sunk in the Atlantic, and they were on the ships taking ordnance and supplies and tanks and airplane parts and everything else across the Pacific.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for the call today.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a
bye-bye.
Great day. All right. Let's go to Pat in Elgin. Hi, Pat. You're on WGN. Do you have a shout out for a veteran?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, the military service in my family extends to my grandfather, who was in World War I in the Navy.
Wow.
My dad, who was in World War II in the Pacific. My uncle, to whom I was very close, served in the Korean War. My brother served in the Vietnam War, and my husband was in Thailand just before the Vietnam War broke.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
What so much military service in your family. How wonderful. Thank you so much for calling and honoring them today.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Sue in Johnsburg. Do you have a shout-out for a veteran today, Sue?
I do. I have several. My dad, who was 95, just passed a couple of months ago. He served proudly in the Army Air Force in the Battle of the Bulge and many battles in Europe. My mom, he met during the war. She was in the Royal Air Force. She was a radio operator guiding pilots in. And my brother served in the war. He served in the Army as a medic. And so I'm very proud of them. They're all my heroes. I miss them all. I love them. And I want to thank all the veterans who fought so hard and risked so much for all of us to enjoy the freedoms and all that we have.
Thank you so much, Sue.
So beautiful.
You got us crying,
We're crying over here.
I'm just about to cry myself. Yeah, thank you for giving us that opportunity.
Thanks so much, Sue. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, how beautiful. We both teared up when she mentioned her mom.
Yeah.
That's when she got us.
Her mom guided in the pilot.
Oh, that's so sweet. How about Bonnie? Hi, Bonnie in Mount Prospect. You're on WGN. Do you have a shout out for a veteran today?
Yes, I do. It's to Harry Okel, who's 96 years old, and he fought in World War II. He was a longtime friend. He is a longtime friend of our family. And God bless him. He's still very mentally alert, and I thank him for his service.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the call, Bonnie. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love all these.
These are so sweet and nice.
I had no idea that this many.
Here's what we're going to do, Jen. Here's the new plan. Every time you and I are on the air, you know, sometimes we talk about like things that are annoying to us.
Yes.
Anytime that we are annoyed and feeling a little doubtful of humanity, we're gonna call these people back.
Yes. Yes.
Or we're going to play this audio.
We're
going to
just play the audio.
Or we're just going to say, okay, it may not be Veterans Day now because we may do this, you know, who knows when. But we'll go, okay, but let's pretend like it is, and let's have some shout-outs, because these stories are so touching and so beautiful.
We can even do, like, a segment called The Shout-Out, where if you want to shout-out someone who's doing something wonderful and you want to shout them out, I'm a genius.
I'm writing it down.
The Shout-Out.
The Shout-Out. It's great.
Yeah.
Born here on Veterans Day, I super love it. Let's go to Marty in Beverly. Hi, Marty. You have a shout-out for a veteran?
Yes, my dad.
Tell us about your dad.
My dad is 97 years old. He is still with us, living out in the Washington State area, and joined the Navy as a farm boy from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, was at Pearl Harbor. He was a career naval officer, and I love him.
Oh.
And I'm very proud of that generation and all. As a previous caller, all the military that really has served and protected us.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Marty, for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, I'm telling you, I did not know we were going to be
sitting here
crying so much, Jen.
People are really amazing me today. I am, my faith is being totally renewed in.
I know. You walk in here and everyone's like pushing you out of the way to get to the bus.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, everyone's such a crab.
And then
we get on the call and I'm like,
this is amazing.
Crying about people I've never even met. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And lovely and all these beautiful stories. And I love how thoughtful all of these have been. You know, people talking about how much, you know, they miss people who have passed.
And very
and just these detailed things of and you can picture some call, you know, you can picture people as children hearing these stories from a parent or a grandparent.
And how they're their heroes.
Yes.
Oh.
So beautiful. Let's go to Paula from Downers Grove. Hi, Paula. You're on WGN. Do you have a story about a veteran you'd like to share?
I do. In fact, there's four. So it's my father was in World War II. His name was Joseph Kozin. My brother-in-law, Tom McHugh, was in Germany in the late 1977, again in the Army. And my new nephew-in-law, Adam Lichtenauer, has done two tours in Afghanistan and is going into JAG, which is the legal department or whatever of the Army. So he will make a career. But the fourth one is Jamie Cox. And he's the police officer that last Sunday was killed in a traffic stop up in Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, his funeral is going on in Rockford. He was in Afghanistan twice with Adam. And, again, was serving his community as a police officer. So I'm asking the WGN listeners for their thoughts and a prayer right now for the his young widow. He was 30, and his family. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you so
Thank you so much, Paula. So thoughtful. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So many touching stories today.
We are this world is filled with good people.
And so many lovely people that have called to share beautiful things about and thoughtful memories and to honor people.
I'm blown away.
I know. This has really been very lovely. And I get, again, I don't know what we expected to happen when we said call and give a shout out to a veteran. I guess I thought people would maybe just say names. I didn't realize we were going to get the gift of these beautiful, touching
stories
and emotions, and all. And it's been very lovely.
Everyone has these beautiful stories, and I like to hear them.
Why do we not keep tissues in this studio?
I don't know. We have everything else. We've got all kinds of things.
We got a troll doll. We got paper clips. We got hats. We don't have tissues.
No.
We need tissues. We got to take a break, though. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. Back in just a bit on 720 WGN. Jen B, I cannot believe that we're already almost out of show.
I know.
How does this happen?
It happens like this every time.
Here's why. Because I feel like when you and I get time to do a show together,
sure.
I feel like we're just hanging out, catching
up. We are.
Up.
And we're giving people a space to, you know, like call in.
It's lovely. And
yeah.
People are still calling.
I know.
Let's do two more. Even though we're running out of time,
okay.
I want to get all these stories.
Okay.
They're so beautiful. Steve, hi, you're on WGN. Do you have a shout out for a veteran?
Yeah, I have a shout out to my dad back home in Fort Wayne. He was on the carrier destroyer group in the 80s on the USS Halsey. And my brother, Trevor, he's a Marine Corps veteran with the Pacific Fleet.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
I'm thinking of them as I travel to Chicago this holiday season.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much for the call, Steve. Have a great day. Okay, let's go to Tom in Marengo. You have a shout out for a veteran?
Yes, I do. It's my dad, Tom Dumovich. He was in World War II, the European campaign, Company D, 28th Infantry. I'm just looking at his discharge papers. He was in Normandy, northern France, Rhineland, Central Europe. Got an EAME ribbon with four bronze stars, Purple Heart, American Theater ribbon, American Defense ribbon, Good Conduct medal. He was a bruiser. He was 5'7", 156 pounds. And after work today, I'm going to go out to the cemetery and have a beer with him.
There you go.
That is awesome.
Tom, that's so lovely. Thank you so much for the call and for sharing that with us.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good one. Oh, that's so nice. How cute to like sit there and have a beer with your dad.
Yes.
That's cute. I like that.
Getting together.
That's sweet.
I liked how he called him a bruiser.
You don't hear that word enough
anymore.
You
really don't.
That's so lovely. Well, thank you to everyone who called today with beautiful stories to honor veterans in their lives or the memory of veterans in their lives. So many beautiful stories. So lovely. And I appreciate all of your calls. I know some of you were on hold for a very long time.
Yes, thank you so much for holding.
Appreciate that. So, oh my gosh, lovely. How lovely.
It's been lovely. And it's great to leave work feeling like you weren't at work.
I know.
That is a fantastic feeling.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm grateful. So thank you.
I didn't do it. It's the callers that called.
Well, I think it's a
I'm just sitting here pressing buttons.
It's an alchemy.
The real shout out here is Joe in the booth.
Yes, Joe in the booth. Joe Romano.
Who answers the call.
He
makes
really,
sure that you're not here to just say.
He heard all those stories too, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. How beautiful.
Yeah.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.